It's a circus story. There are puppets. There's an elephant puppet. There's a horse puppet. There's all these different animal puppets.
It's a puppet show.
Well, I mean, there are people in them, kind of like Lion King. Have you ever seen like the Lion King musical?
Like a big fatty puppet show.
Sure.
There's people in them.
Well, just part of a person.
There are people.
Not a whole person.
I don't know. I've seen some videos.
So anyway.
Yeah.
The second half was shit. I mean, it was just shit. And then I'm like.
That's what happens after you have a person in you.
I kept looking at my watch or my phone to see what time it was.
Yes.
And.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
The second half was shit.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4742, I say chew. BFO for Monday, the 13th of April, 2026, y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, guess what? I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you scurriers today, because y'all, in the U.S. of A., the deadline is looming. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all folks are scurrying, I tell you, to get all of the documentation prepared, because y'all come midnight on Wednesday night, the 15th of April, a dreaded day for many. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, it's when your taxes are due. And so y'all, if you hadn't done your taxes, I'm looking at you, stink pot. Get on it. Yes, Big Fatty. See, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Friday little show. And, y'all, I'll tell you this. I've watched quite a bit of the sports ball this weekend. Atlanta Braves have been playing. So always nice to be able to watch them. But, y'all, after I recorded the little show, the Friday, little show, I don't know, late afternoon, 4:30, 5 p.m. In the evening, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, it was my 31-year-old again, Herbert Cranny. Can I stop by? I said, yes. So, y'all, he came by, and, y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. There was a wet cleanup on aisle four. Oh, Big Fatty, please. You know, just, you didn't need a shop vac, but, y'all, it was, let's just say it was finger-licking good. Big Granny. Anyway, and like I said, not a whole lot. Yo, I have over the weekend watched caught up on some quiz programs and all. Y'all, are you watching The Next Level Chef? Y'all, it's such a good show. And so I'm all caught up on that. I'm caught up on The Shark Tank. And y'all, last week, The Linoleum came back. Y'all, I can't believe, I think they said this was the fifth year of the fifth season of The Linoleum. Y'all, it's a good show. It's a very good show. And y'all, that 1% Club is coming back. I like that one, too. That, y'all, that was a, you have to be a smart quiz program watcher for that one. And, you know, just lots of interesting quiz programs going on. You know, y'all, and it's not a quiz program, but y'all, do you watch that Matlock? Y'all, it is so good. I'm caught up on it also, but y'all, it wasn't this past episode, but the episode week before last. they were investigating a guy, and he had a boat. Y'all, he had a boat, and the name of the boat was the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat, and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And I know if any of you, especially that Dr. Stone, if you watch that show, that you got a kerfuffle out of that one. But y'all, the Sea Hag led to the solving of the court case. So yes, Big Fatty, kind of like that Murder She Wrote.
Is there anybody home, lady?
My husband must be home, or else the alarm would be on. Ben? Are you home? Ben? Would you mind staying until I have a look around?
Oh, sure thing, lady. You can't be too careful, can you?
Ben? Ben?
No, don't go in there, lady.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's just the suspense. It is the suspense, as opposed to the suspenders. Yes, Big Fatty. It's been quite pleasant here in Fat Acres this weekend. It began to what was that? Y'all, that was a solid. Y'all, it's been in the mid 50s. In the evening, low to mid-50s, and the highs have been inching up all weekend. Y'all were supposed to be by the middle of this week into the 90s. I mean, it's upon us. Yes, Big Fatty, sweaty. Anyway, y'all slept like a baby Thursday night. Y'all got up on fright, and y'all... I wanted to get a couple of things for right at Fatty's. You know, I did my regular routine, the coffee, the newspaper, the brufkas, I'll tell you more about the brufkas in a minute. But just speaking of that, y'all, I realize because of Shark Week, I never got back to telling the story about the Varcano mug, but I promise I'm gonna get to that. I wanted to run to the Sam's Club, y'all. I was mainly looking, you know, sometimes they have the fresh squeezed juices, and sometimes they have the limeade, and y'all, I love limeade, and that makes for nice margaritas and things like that, too, at Fatty's bunch. And so, I went up there, and y'all, they didn't have the limeade. And so, y'all, I got some... I got me one of those rotisserie chickens, and y'all, they had a flaming hot wheel of cheese, cheddar cheese, and y'all, I swear, it burned going in, and I guarantee it burned coming out too. But I knew Durwood would love it. Just love it, because, you know, yes, Big Fatty, he loves a fiery butthole. He does. I got that, and it seems like there were a couple other things that I picked up, too. Oh, I got another package of those steak bites that they have, the Member's Mark steak bites, and it seems like there was something else as well. But anyway, doesn't matter. Well, y'all, what I wanted to tell you is, although I didn't stop to get it, the gas. Oh, Big Fatty, you forgot the bumper. Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds like a fiery butthole. It does. y'all, the gas at the Sam's Club, y'all, it's gone up. It's gone up to $3.72, I say, chew, cents a gallon. And y'all, Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon sent me a gas report, but y'all, you know, she buys the ultimate. You know, that's not regular, that's not Ethel, but she gets the high test. She got high test for $4.59 a gallon. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it! But anyway, got home and right. At Fatty's, y'all, we were gonna have a y'all. We were observing Durwood's upcoming birthday celebration of exiting the birth canal. It's Wednesday, if you're interested. But I wanted to plan something that I, you know, Durwood is not big on the cobs. We had had a deconstructed wedge solid, and we had stuffed peppers, and we had y'all. I had cut up mushrooms and onions and marinated them in a garlic pepper marinade, then I grilled them on the charcoal, not the charcoal, but the grill, the outside grill. And y'all, had cone on the cob that I cooked, you know, boiled it, and then I put it on the grill and got the char on that as well. And then we had all of that. And y'all, I baked a loaf of sourdough bread, and is that one of those take home and bake it at home the kind of things. And for dessert, y'all, we had sugar-free, lactose-free chocolate pudding. Yes, Big Fatty, that just sounds just lovely. The old people love a pudding. It's true. And y'all, it was a lovely. Just a lovely evening. Can't think of anything. Oh, and y'all, we watched while we were waiting to eat our supper. y'all, we watched the astronauts return to Earth and watched the splashdown. Yes, Big Fatty, you have won most mornings in the turlet. It's true. But Granny couldn't understand, why are we going back to the moon? We already been there. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's y'all. And I can't believe they said that if you were under 53 years old, now that can't be right. If you were under, because they landed on the moon in 69. So 69 to 19 is 50 years. So if you were under 57 years old, under 55 years old, something like that, a humans going to the moon was something you've never experienced. Now, y'all, Big Fatty, of course, is much older than that. Yes, Big Fatty, like the old gal, although she's significantly older, it's true. But, y'all, I enjoyed it nonetheless. And then on Saturday, y'all, I mainly did my nipple walking and piddling around the villa here. I caught up. That Saturday is when I caught up on a lot of my quiz programs over the weekend, and that's when I watched the Linoleum. Y'all, they've got a new twist to it this year. They've got the Linoleum Freeze. But you'll have to tune in to find out how that works. Yes, Big Fatty, because you don't remember. Well, it's something about the person that wins the most battles by the halfway point gets to freeze their territory so nobody can go after them. Or something like that. But y'all, it's such a good show. And then on, same old thing. Oh, Saturday and Sunday, y'all, for my breakfast, y'all, I sliced that sourdough toast up and sourdough bread up into slices, and I've toasted it, y'all. I love sourdough toast. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, I was watching that Saturday Night Live, and they were talking about it. Evidently, people were talking about if you put sugar on your butthole, that it'll help with hemorrhoids or something like that. And y'all, then they showed a package of those donuts, you know, like the Hostess little powdered sugar donuts. And y'all, they look like a butthole covered in sugar. But y'all got up Sunday morning, and y'all, and I will say this, my nipple walks have been Fat Acres and the Big Circle. But got up Sunday morning, and y'all, I decided I deserved clean sheets. So y'all, Big Freddy. And so y'all, stripped the bed, and I put the sheets in the washing machine, and, put it on, hot water and extra detergent. Yes, we got it, Fatty. You got to get that fouling out of the sheets with all of that gentleman caller coming over so much. Well, anyway, and so I did that, and y'all, I spent Sunday afternoon watching. Y'all, I caught up on The Matlock on Sunday. Y'all, it's such a good show. If you're not watching it, shame on you. And I guess I'll be watching the end of the
a tradition like no other, the Masters,
and recording the LFC. And y'all, that's been my weekend. Oh dear, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, I've got an appointment to go to the Bank of America's 9:30 a.m. today. To y'all, I need to get my sister-in-law, my deceased brother's wife, on the bank account for the pay on death. You know, it's the pod. Oh yes, Big Patty. Get her switched on to that instead of him. And so I talked to her over the weekend and got her social security number and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to do some of that kind of stuff today. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at
The Mix.
And Adam, what did you think of today's little show?
The second half was just shit.
Oh, well, what would you say was the first half? Big Fatty, best not to know.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message, or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.